You're listening to Talk That Talk with Erica V, and this is episode 75. And this episode is titled My Life, My Story with Terrell. Okay, Terrell Covington. Let's welcome Terrell, everybody.
Hello, everybody. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Peace and blessings to you all.
All right, all right. Well, welcome, Terrell, Mr. Covington. So, what would you rather me call you, Terrell, Mr. Covington?
Mr. Covington.
All right, Mr. Covington. Well, welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, I'm going to brief everything, give a brief, and then we're going to go right into everything with you, and you can explain, okay? And just tell about your story, okay? So, today, this is my man child. My man child, my son, okay?
Man child.
And we're here, and I just want to basically, he wants to tell about his vision journey. Okay. Basically, I'm just going to brief and, like I said, get right into let him tell his story. But, you know, when he was born with small pupils. When in the hospital, he was a normal child, was not a preemie. And the nurse said his eyes was there. But I noticed as a mom that his eyes were closed and not open. So when we went to the doctor for his first week checkup, he said check for blindness. So long and behold, we checked for blindness, and they said that he wouldn't have any vision. But after that, I got services for him all that time, and, you know, just different services. So pick up to everyone that helped him during his journey. Yes. And so his condition, his eye condition is microcolobomia nystagmus. And that means, you know, small pupils and the eyes, they float, you know, and also nystagmus. Yeah, you know, it just, he has low vision. And so, but they said that his retina was going to be, you know, detached a long time ago when he was a baby, and said that he wouldn't have no vision at all. But anyway, like I said, during the journey, he received a lot of help, and where he can see, thank God. So let's go ahead. You can tell us about your journey and everything, and let the world know about, you know, everything about Mr. Covington.
Okay. At age 25, my vision's beginning to detach. Guys, I'm not gonna lie. I was scared. I was scared because I didn't know what to expect. But the question is either I'm going to be scared to let it be worse, or face my fears to get it done and get it better. And guess what I did?
What did you do?
I went to Dr. V at Duke Eye Center on the 16th of December and got my surgery.
And how did that go for you?
It went successful.
Awesome. All right, all right. Okay, so but let's talk about, like, growing up, you know, with the vision and the people that, you know, assisted you during that. And how did you feel, you know, with your vision? When you know, how was it for you dealing with different people, like going to school? Let's talk about that.
I remember when I was a teenager, I feel little certain ways because some people may call me blind, but when I got older, I didn't care much. And plus, during the summertime, I went to summer camp at Governor Moore High School, and to be honest, it's a lot different than public schools because they treat you nicer. Like, they have better understanding with people with disabilities and impairment.
Okay. And so what is Governor Moorhead?
Governor Moorhead School is for the people who are blind and visually impaired.
Okay. And where are they located at?
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
Awesome. All right. And what type of things did you do there?
Well, during my teenage years, during the summertime, we go to summer camp, regular summer camp, and we do fishing on Tuesday. We got to leave early in order to get to the fishing boat, and we do other fun activities.
Awesome. Okay. And you like that? You know, that was like a change in the game for you?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
And during my adult years, I went to the DI Retreat. The DI Retreat stands for Envision and Youth Empowerment Retreat.
Okay.
It has been one of the best experiences of my life. And if you don't mind, I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Allen.
Okay, Dr. Allen. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, we see you out there. Okay, so what type of things did they do at the DI Retreat?
At the DI Retreat, we do different things such as taking mock classes, visiting college, and we take transportation.
Oh, different transportation. So basically, is this like what?
Practice taking transportation as getting on a bus. And
so what's the goal with the eye retreat? What's their goal?
To
with their students, yes.
Teach them how to be independent.
And have you felt that that's helped you going attending to the eye retreat?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. All right. And so now, how about your So just tell them like how you overcame those obstacles and everything. Just growing up, tell them about everything you accomplished, you know, as, you know, any, like, what was you in, like, different programs, you know, awards, achievements, you know, tell the world about that.
So, during high school, even though I have met some people that I don't get along, I still accomplished a lot of things, such as being inducted into the National Honor Society.
All right.
And also, I won the PTA Reflections Awards 2 years in a row.
For what state?
For the state of North Carolina.
Okay, all right. That is awesome. Go ahead.
And thankfully, to be honest, I wish I've gone to Governor Moorhead School because I would be treated a lot better there. Such as teachers at Governor Moorhead School during the school year, would have shown me more respect, gave me more extended time.
Okay.
And show more common sense to me. That's how I feel, in my opinion.
Okay, all right, understandable. But you still graduated, right?
I understand.
You still graduated?
No. I understood. I graduated. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And then from there, after you graduated, what did you do?
I went off to college at CPCC.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was that experience for you?
It's a lot different in high school. It's a lot better.
Okay. And what did you, as far as going to CPCC, what did you learn there? What was your experience?
My experience is positive. I learned I learned about safety. Like during the summer classes, I was taught how to be safe around other people. Like don't say hi to strangers.
Okay, and what program were you in at CPCC?
I lead.
And what does that? What is that? What that stands for?
I think stands for.
What's the goal with the I lead program?
To have student, to get students to employment.
Get the employment and what else?
And teach them how to be independent.
Awesome. Okay. So did you feel like you accomplished that at CPCC?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Congratulations. And you graduated when?
May 12th of 2022.
All right. So that was an accomplishment as well. Okay. Yeah. All right. And so, okay. And tell them what you specialize in. What type of things you like to do?
I like to go bowling. I like to go to the Y.
And what do you do at the Y?
Well, with you, I go.
Go ahead.
Oh no. I mean, with my mother. I mean, with my mother, I go on the track. Sometimes I go to the exercise room, and with my respite worker, I shoot the basketball.
And I seen some videos. You're pretty good. I see you make those baskets, all right? I see you working on it.
I was wondering, did Kobe Bryant did that or Michael Jordan?
What?
Did that basketball thing.
They both basketball players.
Nice.
Awesome.
I learned it from 3 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Rest in peace, Kobe, you know? And okay, then I forgot. There was another thing that you did. Remember you had got assistance with the glasses and stuff? Like.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I remember.
Okay, so tell them about that.
I got the eSight glasses eyewear, and...
Explain how that works for you.
Meaning that if I put on my eSight eyewear, I use the remote to zoom it up and zoom back out. It's to help me see better. And if anyone who's visually impaired are interested in getting the eSight eyewear.
You would recommend that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It kind of reminds you like of one of those VR games, glasses that you put on, right? And you can kind of like it helps you see around, right? So that's awesome. So you feel that all your tools that you have to assist with your vision helps you out a lot in daily life?
Yes. I mean, sometimes I haven't used it in a while, but I'll use it.
Say that again?
I mean, I haven't used it in a while, but I'll still use it.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So for the visually impaired out there and the blind, what do you recommend, like, when you're out in daily life? Like, what helps you when you're outside, inside? You know, what helps you throughout your life? To make it daily, day by day.
Sometimes I would use a cane to get around.
Use the cane, okay. And what else?
Special transportation.
Okay, awesome. And how about, what else do you do? Just to make it easier for you, like what type of things that you do? Like, okay. When you want to see, like when you was in school and stuff like that, to help you see better, right? What do you use? Like
I use large print.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Large print.
And how about now? Like, what do you do when you're looking at things?
I wear my glasses.
Okay. Well, that's good. And you're supposed to, but you,
And also, I use my Victorita recorder for important reasons.
Okay. And how about your phone? You said.
Also, I use my phone for magnifications.
Okay, and that works for you.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. And so, how about your glasses and stuff like that? Tell them about your experience, your journey with that. You know, going to Durham Eye Physicians, and you know, tell them the journey about, you know, what happened to your eye, and then the process after that.
Okay, so once the surgery is done, my eyes getting back to normal. My vision on my left eye is better now. I can't see the peripheral vision on my left.
Okay.
So, I've been writing my journal.
Okay.
And once I got these glasses, I can see a lot better.
Okay. Nice, nice. So they did the prescription in your eye, and so you could see. It was like, how was that when you first put those glasses on? What was it like for you?
It looks like I'm seeing extremely clear stuff.
Okay.
It looks a lot clearer.
It was a lot clearer for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. And so it was like, was you? You're happy, you're excited, like what type of things, the feeling that you was going on in your head at that moment?
I was very happy.
Okay, right. Nice, nice. Well, I'm proud that, you know, that all worked out for you,
mm-hmm.
and that you have your vision in your left eye, the surgery worked out for you.
Praise God.
Praise God. And also... and also that you can see things much clearer with your newfound glasses, okay? So, yeah. And I'm glad that you, you know, was able to enjoy and found these programs out here that you enjoy, like the summer camp. Okay, so now also, you know, you don't have to say exactly like the location, but then what do you do now? You also what?
Right now I'm working at a Marriott.
Oh, okay, all right. And how do you like that?
I love it.
That's awesome, yeah. So, and what type of things you do there?
I clean windows, spray the steel, and vacuum three hallways.
Okay, all right. And I heard the staff loves you.
That's true. It's like a forever job for me.
That's a forever job for you, and that's a good thing because we want to be comfortable, right?
Yes. And to anyone who's who has a disability or impairment, please do not get a job that you don't want or that makes you uncomfortable. Please don't.
Right. That don't have to be your only job, right? You could just move on and find something that fits, correct?
That's correct. And also, please get a good job coach.
Yeah, the services is out there. You just got to do your research and stuff. It's awesome teams. He has an awesome team. And, yeah, you get a job coach and kind of just guide. What does your job coach do for you?
Basically... point out the things that I miss, correct me sometimes, and help prevent me from getting fired from a job.
Okay. Well, that's most important, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to get fired?
No.
Okay. So now, how about, you know, what do you do for, well, I know that you very much, you know, into church and stuff, right? So what do you do there? You have a church family?
I do. I used to go to church when my godfather is alive. Unfortunately, he has passed on.
Rest in peace. Mm-hmm.
So, and it became really hard during the pandemic. I couldn't even go to church. And plus, I don't want to get no COVID.
Right. Nobody wants to get that. I understand completely on that. So that's why a lot of things was done via Zoom and video, right?
Yeah. And I go to church on every third Sunday each month to be an usher.
Okay. And they love you. They want you to come. You want you to attend all the events and everything, right?
That's correct.
Awesome. All right. So now let's. So basically, you did a lot. You came a long way, sir. Do you have any other goals that you want to accomplish? You know, what are your dreams that you what you're working on now? What you have in store for Mr. Covington?
Being a good photographer.
Okay. All right. What type of things you like to take pictures of?
I like to take pictures of anything inspiring, such as buildings, landscapes.
Landscapes, okay.
Only positive things.
Positivity. Only. Okay, all right. And what else?
The other goals?
Yes. Things you haven't tried. Like, what things do you want to do?
Arts and crafts, because my grandma gave me encouragement before for me to do, like, arts and crafts. I have a feeling that I'll be good at making bowls and, you know, plate.
What is that called?
Arts and crafts?
No, the word for that.
Oh, pottery.
Pottery, okay.
Because back in middle school, at South Charlotte Middle School, mm-hmm. I was in art class, and we did pottery, and...
Did you like it?
It was cool.
It was cool? Okay.
And I still had that small bowl that I made at South Charlotte Middle School.
Oh, so you did that in pottery? In pottery class, and he did it?
It was actually art class.
It was art class, but y'all did the pottery?
Yeah.
So you liked it then?
It's a long time, but...
I mean, but when you did it, did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. So then, so that's something to look into. And what else? How about music? Like, you know? I be hearing you sing on the low. So, how you feel about that? Oh, you know, talk about that. And you smiling, you know, tell him about, ladies and fellas, you know, you know, what you got going on? I see it. What you got done recently?
I got braces on.
Oh, how that makes you feel?
Maybe it makes me feel like a ladies man.
Yeah. Let me tell you, ladies and gents, okay? Because he was flirting with all the ladies. The ladies loved him. He
going to the dentist. And I'm like,
they love him, okay?
Stop.
I'm like, come on. They was like, oh, we love you. And he all flirting, giving them hugs and everything,
oh,
okay?
Gosh.
I think it's something with those braces. That's awesome. So, you know, so this is another journey now, right?
Yes.
So you wanted the braces to what?
To straighten out my teeth.
And you know, and this is making you, how does this make you feel?
It makes me feel good. I'm just happy that I got it on time before going on dirty. That's just me.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. You know, you want things to make you feel good. So when you know, it make you feel good about yourself, right? And so you just work on certain things that you feel that you need to work on so you can be your better self, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So that is awesome. Let's give it up for Terrell, Mr. Covington. So, okay. So what do you like to say to the people out there about, you know, just your journey, period? You know, like for people that's going through the same thing you're going through, what do you want to tell them? You know, maybe they're scared too. Maybe they gotta have they're about to have surgery or something, and they don't want surgery because they're scared. You know, what do you have to tell them?
Well, to be honest, when I was nervous the day before surgery, I look at some educational hospital video to help calm me down.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I would do any, if I were you, I would do some techniques to help calm me down. I mean calm you down.
Okay, and what type of techniques worked for you?
The hospital video with a brave person, and. It's gonna sound silly, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Me seeing, watching one of the bloggers going to her appointments and
like your favorite celebrity and stuff like that. You know, you watch them, and that just kind of relaxes you.
Yeah, when she's not afraid of, you know, doctors.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's good. That's good. And then how about, you know, as far as like dealing with your impairment, you know, some will say it's a disability or an impairment. What would you say to others? Like, you know, when people, I know it could be a little aggravating sometimes when people, you know, they may look at you in a certain way or, you know, question, you know, like, how do you stay positive on that? Like, how do you approach that?
Well, if you're questioning me, you're questioning God. That's the hard truth right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, how do you handle that?
Just basically ignore people. If when it comes to a point that I feel bothered, I go tell somebody.
Okay, that's good. That's a good point. You tell somebody, especially if you feel like, you know, someone is teasing you and everything, correct? So, and then what else? What else do you do? You just, you know, what do you do?
What did I do?
So you said one. If you feel like someone is bothering you, you'll tell someone. But like, just to stay focused. Like, let's say you're at work,
mm-hmm.
You know, or when you went to CPCC, you know, like. What did you do to stay focused? Or you didn't have any issues like that?
Well, basically, I don't have any issues like that at CPCC.
Okay.
But actually, only in high school.
Was only high school that you had those little things going. Well, people are immature, you know,
and especially, in high school. Especially not just students, some teachers, tell you the truth.
Okay.
That's why I said I wish I would have gone to Governor Moore High School early.
Well, yeah. So you recommend, like, if someone is, like, visually impaired or have an impairment, a disability, that they kind of go to a school that has, students, you know, where they understand them better? That's
yes.
What you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And honestly, if I have a child who's either blind or visually impaired, I would not put him in public school, no way.
Mm-mm. You wouldn't?
Or son or daughter, doesn't matter.
Okay, okay. Mm-mm. All right. Because you think it would be better to have them at the other school. Okay.
Governor High School.
I understand. But, I mean, did it... You going to high school, being in a class with mixed children, did that make it harder for you, or make you more like independent? Like, explain to me.
I mean, I want to be around people with mixed, but it comes to the point when that some teachers just not properly trained. That's why.
Okay, I get that. Go ahead.
That's why government at his school is much better.
Right. Okay. Awesome. All right. No problem. Okay. Well, so with that, I just want to say, you know, like to the parents out there and stuff like that. When you find out your child has like a disability or impairment when they're born and young, you know, just pay attention to your child and always stay involved in like with the teachers, you know, in the schools, because if you don't take, if you don't show concern, it's sad to say that, you know, they're not going to get the services that they need. So you just make sure you get all the services that's out there. Do your research, because it's out there. And everyone, you know, you can put them in, you know, get all the help that they need. You know, I know he received speech therapy. He received vision in school. You know, they have these things called IEPs where they, you know, so they can do the services that's needed to for them in schools and stuff like that. And he's come a long way. And, yeah, so, Terrell, Mr. Covington, you are awesome.
Oh, also, I wanted to mention that I used to be in JROTC 4 years in a row.
Whoa, yes, all right. He loved JROTC. So now with that,
and I earned a medal for not missing a uniform day.
Oh, we know that because Mr. Soup's right here, okay? He loved him some Soups, okay?
So, yes, sir.
Yes. So with that, he, you know, because he's visually impaired, he couldn't join the army or anything like that. So, you know, they had him in JROTC, and that was awesome for him there with the experience. But, you know, he couldn't do that because he was visually impaired, which he really wanted to do. But, you know, I'm glad he was able to enjoy that part, right?
But for the scary part, I don't want to be deployed, to tell you the truth.
Okay, I understand. So, yeah. So, is there anything else you would like to tell our audience out there?
To the people who are, people who have a disability or has an impairment, please share your story.
Okay. And what's the most important thing, though, throughout everything?
Just be yourself.
And? Oh. What's the most thing that I stress?
Oh, just be yourself and be a leader.
A leader and?
And stay alert.
Alert and? No, man, what else? The most thing, if you're around negative people, what you got to do?
When you're around negative people, just move away.
But as far as you, what type of attitude you need to have to be successful in life?
Oh, have a positive attitude.
Woo, that's the word I'm looking for. Positivity. Yes.
Sorry, it took so long for that.
No problem. You was going to get it sooner or later. Okay. So, yes. Okay. So, is that everything, you know, you have to tell everybody? I think we kind of briefed everything, right? Did we go through everything?
I believe we did.
Okay. You know,
Now, I'm not saying they're perfect, but,
no one's perfect. Okay.
But we just got to be around specific people that are nice specifically.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
And that's there to uplift you?
Yeah, encourage you.
Encourage, yes.
Like, now I know that middle school inclusion, Mrs. I don't want
to
say
her. No, you don't have to say the name.
My best inclusion for middle school, she always told me to take a deep breath. And one of the assignments, if I see one of the assignments that are hard, she always say, try.
Right. That's important, right? Because if you don't what? What's that word?
If you don't try.
Then what?
Nothing will happen.
Or you will never know, right? Never know. That's it. That is it. You must try first. You should always try something. Even, you know, to know if you like it or you don't like it. And then you can go move forward. But at least you can say, what?
At least I tried.
At least I tried. All right. Okay. And is there anything else before we sign off of here?
I just want to say have a blessed day and stay encouraged.
Stay encouraged. Be positive. Enjoy life, right?
That's correct.
Stay away from negative people and any negativity, because the negativity will drain you out.
No drama.
No drama. We don't do those.
Mm-mm.
Right? No drama. Drama free.
No more drama in my life.
He's singing. Yes, you heard that? He just gave you a little bit. He don't want to hurt you, ladies. And all right, you know what I mean? I think it's the braces. I think it's those braces. All right.
I saw that song from Mary J. Blige.
I know who that is, okay? Everybody knows. All right, so I think we're going to sign off on here. Thank you again. You can just Google me, Talk That Talk with Erica B, and I'm on all your podcast outlets. And if you, if I'm not on one, you can just send an email to talkthattalkwitherikab@gmail.com. And, and I would love for you to leave some feedback on this. Or, and if you want to be a guest, just let me know. Just reach out to me, and we can work that out. Okay, so this podcast, well, thank you again for listening to Talk That Talk with Erica B. And right here, Mr. Covington, thank you again for joining us today.
No problem, ma'am.
And this podcast was produced using the facilities of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Public Access Corporation, Access 21. And we're signing off. Thank you again. And I'm out. Peace.